Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. I have some really fun people joining me today, and I've been looking forward to putting this episode out into the world. Erica and John are here today, and I've actually been working with them through the agency work. They are definitely visionaries with so much going on, and it's been just incredible to have a behind-the-scenes look at all of the ins and outs of their brand and everything that they are doing. And I'm excited because they are like pro live launchers. Like, out of all of my clients, when I think about live launching, they are up at the very top when I think about those sorts of just project plans and the work that we do together. And so we are definitely going to be laser focusing this conversation around live launches, which is going to be really good. So before I like jump the gun and get too far into that, I would love for Erica and John, for you guys to just tell all of our listeners a little bit more about y'all and your brand and your family and everything that you guys have going on.
Awesome. Well, Kat, thank you for having us. We're so excited to be on today, and you're so sweet for considering us when you're thinking about live launching. We have done this a time or two.
I'm just glad you don't consider us the crazy people who live launch all the time. That's great.
Because you could say that. These are the crazy people, the crazy couple who live launches. But to that point, we are husband and wife, brand photography team. We're also mom and dad. We have two kids, and we run our brand photography business full-time together.
Yep. And we're also educators in the brand photography space. So our personal story was transitioning from wedding and lifestyle photography into brand photography, which gave us all the freedom and flexibility we always hoped for with when we picked up a camera. Mm-hmm. And so we are really passionate and excited about helping other photographers achieve that same outcome through the world of brand photography, which means working Monday through Friday and working with crazy cool brands rather than saying goodbye to your family on the weekends and doing all that kind of stuff. So we're really passionate about helping other photographers achieve that same kind of success through brand photography.
I love it. I love it. And you guys have done such a great job of making that pivot. And this is, of course, like for me, this is like a way to brag about you because you're my clients and also friends. But I think you guys do an exceptional job. And Erica, I know you're like you're the behind the scenes on Instagram. So that's like mm-hmm. your world. But I think you guys have done such a great job of like infusing education, infusing your family, infusing the work that you do, like literally all of the hats that y'all wear. Like, I love being able to see all of that so prominent on social media.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, that's the only way to do it for us because we started our business, but we already had kids. So we like started building a business from the ground up with kids. And so to think of them like not in the picture or not a part of the decisions that we make, it's like, that's just not how it is for us. It's definitely what steers all of our decision making, hence the pivot into brand photography that John was talking about. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. John, I know in terms of the integration side, a lot of those conversations are between like you and I, or Jordan, our project manager, is like in the in our like weekly meetings and things like that. Jordan, actually, I just interviewed her around creating a launch plan for a live launch, and her episode will go live right before this one, which is just really fun because we actually talked about how she will create launch plans for y'all's launches.
Yeah.
And then now you guys are, you know, jumping on the podcast to talk about from the visionary perspective, hosting all of those live launches. But I'd love to hear a little bit from your perspective, John, on just what it's been like working with the KS agency and like working with Jordan as your project manager. And like, we've been working together for almost 2 years now, which is kind mm-hmm. of crazy. And just how that's been for us to step in on the digital side of your brand.
Oh, man. I, you know, 2 years ago, before we started working with KS agency, This is like the best before after ever. Oh, like, gosh, I feel like yeah. we need to switch. If we could switch this audio to black and white, right? Like infomercial status. That's how this feels right now. But it's like real life. That's how it felt. Like I routinely told people I have more ambition in my heart than I have hours in the day to execute on. And I think that's something that visionaries share in common is we have a lot of ambition, a lot of ideas, a lot of vision as to what we can build, how we can impact people, how we can improve people's lives. And then we get down to the nitty gritty of actually executing on all those things. And like creating the idea and creating the actual concept and what you can use to transform people's lives is one thing. But then there's the whole world of how do I get it to people? How do I connect tech stacks? How do I make sure my message is getting out? How do I make sure everything works properly? And that's where we were floundering. Like we were so lost. I was writing every email. I was connecting everything in our backend with our CRM and with our email marketing platform and with the platform we used to sell our course and everything that was required on launch day, I was responsible for before we partnered with you guys. And I specifically remember ending launches telling Erica, this sucks because we just like, we get done presenting this thing and having this like climactic moment of, yay, we finally brought this to people and we're changing people's lives. And she would ride that high and I would just like stick my head down and get back into the computer because I'm like, we just presented our class. Great. People are like loving it. Awesome. But I got to make sure the emails start firing and I got to make sure people are tagged and I got to make sure tech's working and all of this stuff is connected on the back end. And it really robbed my joy as a visionary of being able to appreciate what we'd accomplished in the lives that we were helping change through the education we brought. And so, gosh, ever since we started working with you guys, not only have I been able to like experience that joy and truly sit in that moment with Erica and appreciate it, but I mean, tech has just gone so much more smoothly. Things work. I'm not worrying about it. And you guys have really just expanded and improved on what we had built and the things that I had kind of fumbled through in the dark trying to piece together. You know, you and your team are absolute experts at that and have given us just so much confidence and peace of mind when we go into launch, especially of knowing things are going to work seamlessly. It's going to work the way it's supposed to. And ultimately, the impact that we're able to make is exponentially increased, which is just an incredible feeling.
So encouraging. I wasn't expecting all of that, but I'm like really grateful. So thank you for like sharing all of that. And when I think about just all of the projects that we've done together, I think what's made it so much fun is the fact that you guys do have really phenomenal ideas. You know, so you're not just like throwing spaghetti on the wall. I know sometimes we feel that way, you know, within our brand of like, okay, what's actually going to work? Like, what are our people looking for? But you guys are pretty strategic when it comes to the vision that you're bringing to life. And you'll noodle on an idea for a good bit and, you know, look at a lot of different possibilities before deciding like, okay, no, this is the next best product for our audience for X, Y, and Z reason. So now let's create this project plan. So there's so much good momentum, which I mean, just like anything we do in business and life, like when there's momentum and enthusiasm, like it's just all in all more fun to like work on that project because you guys are so excited. Then we're excited. Your audience is excited. So everybody wins in like a situation like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk live launches. And I want to talk about bootcamp. But I know we had the new course that we live launched earlier this year too, but I wanted to talk about bootcamp specifically with you guys because you did 4 live launches in 1 year for the same product, which is bananas. Like, let's just put it out there. Like, that's kind of bananas. But before we dig into like the reasons why and all of the strategy of that, can you guys describe and like explain what was this product? Was it a brand new product? Like, let's just talk about kind of that backstory for all of our listeners.
Yeah, well, so quick backstory, condensed version of the backstory is when we first stepped into education, we knew having made the transition from wedding and lifestyle photography into brand photography, we knew all the hard lessons that we had to learn the really difficult way and what photographers needed to know in order to make a similar transition. And even if they weren't transitioning from another type of photography, how to just break into the brand photography space and be successful. So we put all of those ideas and concepts into the first educational product we ever made, which was called the Planning and Styling course. And it was great. It helped people. It impacted people. It had its time and its place and its value. But as we looked at how do we get this message to more people? How do we help impact more photographers' lives? We realized we had seriously misstepped in a lot of ways when it just came to here's a really great idea for anybody listening that's putting together a course or a product like this is a lot of times as educators, we know what our audience needs to know, like what they need for a transformation. But that's not always what they're communicating that they want. They're communicating maybe in different terms. And so I think what we did with our very first version of bootcamp, which was the planning and styling course, is we told them what we knew they needed. They needed to know how to plan to work with brands and they needed to know how to style their stuff to tell their story. But we were speaking in a language that they didn't yet understand because they didn't yet have the awareness that those things were important. And so Brand Photography Bootcamp was not just a remarketing effort around planning a selling course, but actually a complete reinvention of that course. We completely reinvented the content, doubled down on the things we'd learned from having that product exist for a couple of years and the common questions we had, and reinvented that product as Brand Photography Bootcamp. We chose Bootcamp because it's like, this is how you break in. This is how you like get started. If you want a crash course, if you want to know what are the key things I need to know to be successful as a brand photographer, that's what we developed Brand Photography Bootcamp to communicate and to help people learn. So Bootcamp was, yes, that repackaging, remarketing, but also what was really unique for it was us being able to apply a couple of years of feedback and Q&A sessions and everything else to really make this zero in on what our audience was routinely asking and the things that they needed.
Can you talk about the tech behind Bootcamp? Like the, what tool do you, and I know the answers to these questions, so it like feels silly that I'm like asking you when I like know them, but for just the listeners out there, we're going to do it this way. Where is the course housed? Is it like dripped content? Is it immediately accessible when somebody purchases? And then your email marketing system that kind of goes along with obviously selling the product.
Yeah, so we use Kajabi to house our course products, and just an awesome platform, lots of flexibility, great things that we can do through that. So our course product is housed in Kajabi. It's set up so that once someone enrolls in the course, they get everything. So everything that's included is immediately available to them, which we've found to be really beneficial for our audience. We are talking to photographers that are maybe already running an existing photography business and don't have a ton of time to just start from the ground up again. Maybe they're busy parents and they've got kids at home and they've only got a couple hours during nap time to help invest in their education. And so one of the things we've gotten a lot of feedback on that we kind of pride ourselves in is like no fluff in the course. It's this is the information you need to be successful. And so since that's the way we teach, making it instantly accessible to people to where, I mean, we have students enroll on a Friday and email us on a Monday saying, I binged it and I finished, you know, over the weekend. We have other students that take their time, but really to allow people the flexibility, whatever fits in their schedule, was really important to us. We use ConvertKit for our email marketing. And so those two products or those two platforms tie in together. But yeah, ConvertKit for email marketing and Kajabi actually houses and delivers the course material.
It has been really wonderful to like see everything in Kajabi and have it laid out the way that you guys have laid it out when it comes to the video content, the downloads, because you guys also include a good bit of additional like resources inside of the product, as well as the course workbook, which that could be like another episode in the future of like, should you do a course workbook or not? Because I feel like you guys are like do a really, really great job of having these additional educational opportunities for people once they purchase the product to kind of consume it in the way that makes the most sense for them right. and their learning style, which is awesome.
Which is really the goal and why we have all those resources available and a workbook. Like I'm not a workbook guy. Erica's 100% a workbook girl.
I need the workbook. I need the pen. I need to know that like what I'm hearing, I'm implementing it in my own kind of thought process, which is why the workbook was like a non-negotiable.
Yeah. And if I was to fill out a workbook for me, it would be digital. For Erica, she's like, print it full color as most expensive as we possibly can. And I'm going to fill it out and I'm never going to look at it again, but I'm going to fill it out right now. And it's going to make me feel really good.
Makes me feel happy as I'm doing it.
So we try to consider all those different types of learners and all the different types of resources that help this stuff really come home for people, because that's the goal, right? Is not just to sell a course. Our goal is to make a positive impact on people and help them change their lives. And so knowing that there's a lot of different types of learners out there, that's definitely our approach to it and how we try and help.
And also why we have all those extra bonuses and resources built in, because we're like, here's all the foundational education you need inside the course. But when you go to implement it, you're going to need this planning styling template, because it's going to make it a one-stop shop to be able to fill it out with all the information you just learned that you need to gather and then deliver it. So that's just the idea of like having it all right there so that it's truly a one-stop shop for somebody to not only learn the material, but then just go right at implementing it.
Yeah, I love it. Now, before we get into the actual live launches for the product itself, with obviously all of the video content you guys have, the resources in there, has that changed since the product launch? I know, again, this was planning and this was like a 2.0 version of the initial course. So since that launched, what has that process been like?
As far as the content changing from our first launch of bootcamp till now. Yeah. You know, the core content of the course has remained unchanged because I feel like we were in a great position to really develop something that we knew would be, it would answer all the questions, do a really good job of communicating what people needed to know and also stand the test of time. But yeah, some of our bonuses and some of the things that we included with the product have changed as we've heard, like, what are the sticking points for people that are preventing them from taking a step to invest in themselves and invest in the dream that they have, right? I think that's something that we approach each launch with in mind, is understanding that anybody who's interested in this and shows up to one of our classes, is they're not just like, ah, this is a cool idea that came out of nowhere, maybe brand photography. Like, they have some sort of intention and they've thought about, does brand photography make sense for me? And they probably have a dream behind that thought and intention of what life could look like if they make brand photography a reality for them and their business. So then really the thing is, if what we're offering is a transformational blueprint that helps people implement that and do it faster and be successful faster and achieve the dream they actually have, what we have to think about then is, what's the thing holding that person back from believing in themselves and taking that step? And so the bonuses that we develop and the things that we offer do change, because there's a little bit of an ebb and flow as we hear, as we go through a launch, we look at that data and say, what were the common questions we were getting from people that were unsure if they should jump into Brand Photography Bootcamp or not? And how can we help meet that need? How can we help fill that void for them? So for example, we just, you know, recently launched bootcamp again. One question that we got a lot of times from people was marketing. How do I market? How do I market myself? And we've got some lessons in the course that are like intro courses or intro lessons to marketing. And we've got some helpful tools built into the course, but we could tell people were wanting more and it needed to be more obvious. And so we developed a new resource with this most recent launch that was like, as practical as it gets, 22 ways to get brand photography clients. Here's your answer. If that's your fear, if that's what's holding you back, is like, cool, I think I can do this with my camera. I think I can be successful if I follow your blueprint, but I don't even know how to get clients. Cool, we're going to show you how. And so those things, I think that's what's really fun as we continue to launch, is to look at what that feedback is, to look at what the data says, and then be able to respond to that, because ultimately that helps us impact more people and help them believe in themselves and for what's possible as well.
And I think that should be an encouragement to all the digital course creators or even membership, you know, any digital product creator, like listening to this is, like you said, John, like I loved the, when you said it should stand the test of time, like there should be core content in there that it is passive in a sense. Like you've put in the work to figure that out to now create it in an educational, you know, modules, whatever, for your students, but you're going to be able to make tweaks and adjustments as you are getting feedback without having to go and rewrite the entire course, because nobody wants to do that. Let's be honest. Like you want to create something that will stand the test of time, and you guys figured out what should this core content be that will stand the test of time. And then how can you pepper in other things?
And on that note, just to support that idea, Kat, I think the tendency we have as creatives and as course creators, educational content creators, we think that if something doesn't resonate immediately, I got to scrap that idea and start from the ground up again. In reality, more often than not, what we found is something was off with our messaging or our marketing that didn't allow people to fully believe in themselves to take that step, right? If they're there in the first place, they're somewhat interested. So if what you have inside of your course or your membership or whatever it is the transformation people are looking for, then what you need to focus on is, what am I not communicating to help this person believe what's possible for them? And when you can zero in on that, that can be what you focus your creative energy on, rather than starting from the ground up all over again and just constantly creating things, is focus that energy on creating things that will help people overcome that, you know, limiting belief that they have.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay, the live launches. So when you guys first launched this course in 2023, so last year, we did 4 live launches in the first year. Did you go into it knowing like, we're going to launch this 4 times this year after like initially creating and launching the course?
Absolutely not. No.
That was just a crazy train. We jumped on and we're like, we're going to ride this thing.
Yeah, I think our master plan, if things would have gone according to our master plan, our master plan was to create bootcamp, launch it, and then in between that time and our next launch that we had planned, we would create the sister course, which is our other program, Brand Photography Business Accelerator. But as you know, Kat, that took us a solid year to actually get to rather than 3 months. So what we knew at that point was we have one really great product that's helping a lot of people. Instead of, you know, launching a brand new course, which is not ready, let's continue to launch Brand Photography Bootcamp. And we really saw it as an opportunity to refine what we were doing with launching that program and giving us some more time to build out the new one.
It probably makes it sound even crazier, but I think it began to feel a little fun because each launch was a test and we got to look at it and say like what worked and then where did we fall flat? You know, what was it? How did we get them to show up live this time or last time they weren't showing up as live? So it's like it kind of became fun because we were able to take a look at the test results and see what we wanted to pivot or change for the next one.
But overall, our goal was to have 4 launches a year. And what the pattern we're moving into now is more aligned with what we set out with from the beginning, which is we would launch one program in Q1 and in Q3, and then we would launch the other program in Q2 and in Q4. We just didn't have that program developed yet, so we launched the same one 4 times.
That's okay. I want to touch on, Erica, what you said about like the information that you guys were able to get because you launched it 4 times. That is what I think is like the most valuable and powerful thing that you guys did last year was every single launch, we were able to analyze this launch tracker and look at every single email. What, like, how did we tweak the subject line? What was the open rate? What was the click rate? We were also able to do, just like you said, like with the live webinar, what do we need to adjust? Or is there a new bonus? Like there were so many different things you were able, like we were all able to. I say we because it's like it was like our whole team, all of us.
It's
together.
We. It's me. It's definitely
it's we. And I think that the integrator in me was like excited about that because, like you mentioned this earlier, John, it wasn't just let's throw out new ideas and keep creating. It was no, we've created this thing. We know this thing can do really well. We're just going to keep doing it, making small adjustments because you don't want to change too much between one launch and the other because then you won't know like, well, what was the actual thing that like made it different? You know, like did it go better or worse? Like why? So you guys did a good job of strategically like thinking through that. Is there something like when we're talking about that with like all 4 launches, what were some of the things that like you guys changed between those launches as we were doing all of them last year?
Yeah, well, I think the approach to it, and by the way, our mentor, he talks about launching for sometimes we have a tendency to romanticize a launch and be like, this is everything's dependent on this launch. And I understand it feels that way. Trust me. I understand like sometimes it feels that way. But we have to look at every launch as like, this is a test. Every single live launch is a test. And it's none of them can be failures because even if one's not even profitable, you learn a lot of information that you carry into your next launch.
Yes.
And at very worst, you grew your list, you grew your audience in the process, right? So the thing, what we tried to do, our approach was look at the overall launch, but funnel everything back to what's a common starting point of where we could make changes that would make the most impact. And so I remember after our first launch, we walked it all the way back to not what's in our course, not what are the bonuses, not what's our webinar content. We walked it all the way back to we need to improve our show up rate to our actual class because the webinar converted well and the course sales were good. But in order to scale that, we knew we needed more butts in seats on the day of the class. We needed people to show up live to the class. So we started looking at how do we improve that show up rate? So we, for example, offered a bonus exclusive to people who showed up live to class. So if they showed up live to class, they and stuck with us through class, they would receive a special bonus just for them. Because again, people are busy, people have other things going on. And, what are we trying to do as educators? We're trying to help them prioritize what's important, trying to help them prioritize something that's going to lead them to transformation. So how can we, back to that whole idea about bonuses in the first place, how can we help overcome the limiting belief maybe that they hold that I don't have time for this class or my schedule's too busy or whatever? And how do we incentivize them to show up live? So that was a change we made. After we saw show up rate boost, we saw some taper off in some of our class before we got to actually present them with Brand Photography Bootcamp. So we made a few tweaks to our live class around that so that we could respond to that data. And yeah, like you said, like even emails, we've tracked emails extensively. We've got spreadsheets for every single email from webinar invitation to reminder emails to sales emails. And we track open rate and click-through rate. And we track the subject lines and we make changes to subject lines based on the data we have. And the cool thing is now that we've launched this, I think in total, we've live launched this course 6 times. We've got 6 launches worth of data that show us, you know, what's helpful to people, what's helping people understand this message, what's helping people relate to this message. So emails were another big thing that we constantly change and kind of finesse through launch so that we can make sure people are getting the message.
Yeah. And I think honestly, to anyone who's listening, yeah, it sounds like such a long time. I mean, truly, like, it is. And I think that's just what you need to be willing to accept going into it. But like John said, not looking at any bit of it like a failure, because every single one is so crucial to the next launch. And so looking back, I can take a like fresh breath of air, because it's like, oh my gosh, that was so discouraging in the process, because it's like, we want to change this. And it's like the next time we got to. And so, yes, it takes some time and there's like a really big learning curve, but you get to implement as you go through them. And then I think now it's like we get to look back and it's like, wow, look how strong it is now, because we were willing to put in all that time of like really learning it and refining it.
Yeah. And I think another just overall mindset idea for those that are launching is like, in the idea of no launch is a failure, because there's always data. Our mentor also told us, like, every launch, it's all just knobs and levers. Like, you don't need to make these big swathing changes. You don't need to reinvent the wheel every time. It's figuring out what knob do I need to turn, or what lever do I need to pull. When you look at the data across the board, like, you could look at low sales and be like, this was a failure, but it actually wasn't the sales that were a failure. Based on the people that showed up, you converted really, really great. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you converted at like 20%, and you're like, once you look at that, your brain's like exploding with, wow, this is incredible. But then you realize, like we did, like, okay, we just need more butts and seats. Mm-hmm. So nothing's broken. Mm-hmm. We just need to get more butts and seats. Whereas our tendency is just to look at the whole thing and be like, well, I didn't make the money I wanted to make.
Didn't reach my goal.
I didn't reach my goal. Mm-hmm. This was a failure. No. Look at the whole thing as an overall launch. Look at all of the data and figure out what knobs you need to turn, what levers do you need to pull. And some of those things take time to acquire. It takes time to acquire data around email opens. It takes time to acquire data around ad sets and things like that. Some of them, though, it takes one launch. Like, you can use tools to track, like Hotjar, to track your website and see how people are engaging with your sales page and make changes based on heat mapping your sales page. You know, you can implement. I know one of the things we did too was implement a chat option on our sales page, so people could ask us questions in real time, which not only helped us respond to people while they were really warm and interested, but also helped cut down on our support email box. So there's a lot of things that you could learn just from one launch and implement right away that have drastic impacts.
At the end of the day, like, you don't know until you know. And I think that is what can be hard for anybody who is either planning for a live launch, or maybe some of you guys listening have like done a live launch before. Like, we want it right now. Like, we're like in this like instant gratification culture of like, let me Amazon Prime that. And ooh, will it be like the 1 day delivery, not even the 2 day anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, unfortunately, that's just not the case with a live launch. And like John said, like, yes, there will be things after one launch that you'll be able to see, but then some things are going to take a couple of different variations of that launch, because you're also factoring in time of year, or you're factoring in, you know, multiple different seasonal things that could be going on within your audience. So even that is something that you want to be thinking through. And I think that was what was cool last year. We got to see literally like every season of the launch and then notice like, okay, like what made sense too for our audience, not only looking at, of course, webinar conversion, email open rates, and things like that. So this is like a slow and steady race. And when you're live launching, I think what I hope everybody listening can like take out of this episode is like, don't just do it one time. Like, you don't have to do it 4 times in a year. I'm sure Eric and Don would probably say like, maybe not. Like, you don't have to do it 4. But I do think you should give the same course a couple of tries. Like, don't just like put it out to pasture after one live launch. Like, let's give it a little bit of time, because there are so many different deciding factors that go into whether you deem that launch quote unquote successful or not. Mm-hmm. We talked about like some of the changes that you guys made in between those launches. And we touched on this. We should have talked about this beforehand, but we mentioned the live class. So the launch vessel that you guys have been using for the lifetime of this product is the live webinar. Was there a particular reason that you guys decided to launch this course and have always launched this course live webinar style?
I think it's just you know, live webinar we knew would be an opportunity for people to get FaceTime with us, to hear from us, to see what learning from us looked like before they ever made a decision on whether to invest in a course product or not. I think also, you know, personally in our own education, like us as photographers, us as course creators, the things we've invested in to help further our own education have typically been through that vehicle of a live class, of a live webinar. So we just naturally kind of settled on that, I think, because it's what we've seen work. But we have tested some other things. I mean, we tested a challenge on a small scale at one point. So there's a lot of different things you could do around it. But I think the goal is, whatever vehicle you choose, to remember that our job is to help people see what's possible and to help them believe in themselves. And again, for us, the webinar just really allowed us to do that, I think, in a very concise, personalized way, where we could feel like we were speaking to one individual on the other side of the screen rather than maybe hosting a challenge with, you know, thousands of people inside. We could talk to the one person and let them feel like, you know, they were seen, heard, being noticed, and that their needs were being met in that.
And on the evergreen side of things too, because you use this same vessel as a live webinar, and while I know, of course, like anything we've talked about, like you made tweaks and adjustments to the content within that webinar and the ways that you all were presenting that class, which that is just practice makes perfect, right? So the more times you do it, the more you're able to refine and kind of get in a groove, so to speak. But now it's been cool, and I hope you guys have felt this way, but it's been cool to see, like, okay, with all these live launches, let's make this webinar evergreen. Let's see what's going to happen when it is an evergreen model and not the live webinar, but using a similar style of the class.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a huge benefit, right? Is being able to take something that we know worked, something that we felt like we communicated in our best way, that, you know, people were really resonating with what we had to share, and then being able to say, cool, let's scale the impact we're able to have by making this evergreen, and knowing, you know, no matter what, we're going to show up at our best, and the power didn't go out and Wi-Fi didn't go down, and, you know, I wasn't drooling or something, like, I don't know, like nothing went wrong, and be able to impact people at a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Okay. My last two questions, they're very similar. What is just like one piece of advice that you would have for listeners who are stepping into their very first live launch? And then also on the flip side, what's a piece of advice you have for somebody who's launched before, but they're feeling defeated in how that process has been for them?
If you're doing your very first launch, I would tell you, it's very easy, I think, to hear a conversation like this and hear about all the things we've changed and all the things we're tracking and all the different tech we could try and all the different sales vessels we could try and get overwhelmed. At least that's how I'm wired, is to like want to do mm-hmm. all of those things immediately. And if it's not like that, then it's a failure. And it like there's right. no way it can be successful, and just feel defeated right out of the gate. What I want to encourage you is this is going to be great. Our very first launch of a product that we already told you, we learned the marketing messaging was way off and we were not communicating in a way that was helpful for people. Our webinar style was completely different than what we do today. And check this out, our email list was a whopping, I will never forget this number, 423 people. But we were able to do over a $20,000 launch with our very first course, mm-hmm. having no idea, and us building it all. And like, it was so janky and clunky. Okay. So if you have something that will help transform people's lives and you just do it, just do it, mm-hmm. just get it out there. It doesn't matter if the only person who buys it is your, you know, best friend or grandma, like get it out there, get it out to the world. You're going to learn so much mm-hmm. through the process. You're going to grow so much. Your confidence level is going to increase. And honestly, if you didn't sell a single course, the things you're going to learn and the areas you're going to grow in as an entrepreneur are going to be so worth the time investment that you spent. So just do it. Doesn't matter how pretty it is. Done's always better than perfect. Launch it. You now have a base point that you can launch from moving forward. So my encouragement would be don't get bogged down in all the details. Don't think it has to be perfect. Just get it out there and deliver it to the world.
And view it as a test. Like view it going in like, okay, I'm going to test this. I'm going to see how this works. because then I think that's going to help you not lose momentum, where it's like, if you go in with a certain expectation, or I'm going in because if I do this, this is what the result is. If that's not the result, you can't fall flat. You still have however many days that you set your launch period to be. You got to keep that momentum. You got to be staying excited about it, because you never know when that email is going to hit or that social media post is going to be seen and hit the person that they like that needs to hear it. So just view it in that way versus I think how we honestly set ourselves up for failure and viewing it like, oh, this is going to be the one time, like the huge big thing. And it's like, oh no, it's going to be a test. Okay. So just view it that way from the beginning. And I think you're going to set yourself up for a pleasant surprise of just a positive, you know, takeaway of, okay, cool. So this happened. This went well. This needs improved.
Yeah. And for, I think the second half of that question then was to people who have launched. Mm-hmm. And okay. So if you've launched and it hasn't gone according to plan, welcome to the club, yep. Right? You are now, you can wear that badge. It's a badge of honor. You can wear
yes.
it. Know that you're in good company. We've probably had more launches not go our way than we've had launches go our way when it came to our grand plan and our expectations and the things that we hoped would happen. And that's something I would encourage you. Number one, evaluate if this is something that you're wanting to do in a way you want to help impact people and bring transformation. Evaluate if you can tolerate that, because you will find a lot of, this is probably not painting with like the most beautiful brush ever, but there is a sense of like personal rejection you feel if it doesn't resonate with people, and there's like expectations that don't get met and you wonder why, and you start to go like, well, this just must be me. I must be the broken piece and all this stuff. All of those things are false. They're all lies. They're not truth. Remind yourself of truth, which is you've got a product. And what does any company that produces a product do? They test and they launch and they figure out what messaging resonates, and then they test and they launch again. I mean, yes, it's a digital product, so it feels a little bit different, but it's no different than any other company that's producing a product and trying to sell it. Everybody who's trying to sell something has to figure out their marketing messaging in order to be successful with it. And the only way you can do that is by continuing to test and continuing to launch. So just know you're in great company. We've had a lot of launches that did not go our way. We've had a lot of launches where we're like, this is gonna be the one, and it wasn't the one. And that's okay. That's just kind of par for the course. Mm-hmm.
But I think to that though, too, it's like, it's easy to say, it's not so easy to hear, but you do have to believe it down inside that like, be proud that you did it in the first place,
yeah.
Because you're mm-hmm. among the few who are willing to put in the work to bring something to life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we know the 2 a.m. all night kind of work with kids that you got to wake up for the next. It's like, it does take a lot to like even produce that. So the fact that you're willing to produce it, you have the heart to produce it, you know the transformation it can bring, but then you're even willing to put yourself out there, your own name on the line and your business on the line to actually launch it. That in itself is not something many people do. And so if you have done that, that is something you should feel proud of in itself, because that's a huge accomplishment. And now you get to learn what you can do different next time.
Third and final piece on that. If you find yourself floundering in the tech and wondering like, how can I be a visionary and do all of this because I feel so bogged down, hire the KS agency because they'll help you with your live launches.
Yeah. When John was talking about what we did, just for a 2-second picture of what that looked like, picture going to a performance like on Broadway and you have the actors on stage and then you have to go back, change makeup, change outfits. Oh, and then you got to run back to the sound booth, dial in all the knobs and make sure sound's going to hit. Oh, the lights. Don't forget that.
Don't forget ticket sales and marketing.
Ticket sales. And if you have refreshments, those are going to need refilled. That was us running and ping ponging like a ball around this auditorium. And then when we were done, we didn't just get to go home. We had to tear down. We had to close up. We had to close up shop. And didn't just get to walk on stage, do what we were good at and honestly serve at our best, and then walk off. Yep. And now that we have the KS agency, we do get to really stay in our zone that we're the gifted ones at, and really have the help and support of your incredible agency to do all those other things that we shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
I mean, We love being able to encourage you guys specifically. And I think everybody who's listening to this can like hear this from y'all. Like, this isn't just a numbers game for you, right? Like, mm-hmm. of course you think about, well, what's the conversion and how do we need to be strategic as business owners with, you know, how many emails people are receiving, et cetera, et cetera. But you are so passionate about the transformation. Like, I think that word has come up like multiple times in this episode, but that just goes to show like your heart for this student and the transformation mm-hmm. that they're receiving and knowing that you have something that can help that transformation. So all the other things, like John said, are like those knobs, like just like, let's play with the levers here a little bit so that this same transformation is going to happen for this student, whether that's one student, whether that's 50 students, like whatever that might be as you're testing out the various live launches. Mm-hmm. John, I want to wrap up today and I want to do a little shameless plug for what you were telling me about before we started recording and that you're offering intensives for business owners who are thinking about launching. So I would love for you to like talk a little bit about that because I mean, our people are like right there ready for something like this to help them like laser focus.
Oh yeah. Well, like Erica said, if you do the work of creating a course product, like that's a huge undertaking. And well done. Like you've done what most people won't do. I think what we learned after we did that work was that's one part of a large puzzle, is taking your unique knowledge, the things you're gifted at, the transformation you can help provide to people. That's uniquely you. And that's something you have to create and understand that you want to how you want to communicate it and what content you want to communicate. But how do we maximize that impact? How do we make sure that your target audience, the people that you can truly help, believe in themselves enough to take the leap to invest in your product? How do we make sure that the sales vehicle or the vessel that you choose is ideal for the audience that you're choosing and communicates the things that they need to know? That was all what we had to learn. We took a really long road and I don't know, probably $100,000 invested in learning from other people because we realized we got to this point where we had launched something, but we were hitting a wall. Like we were just hitting this wall that we could not break through. And that's when we realized the other really big piece to being a course creator, which is really understanding your marketing messaging and your sales vehicle and how you build out your launch. And so that is something that I get really excited to be able to help walk people through. And we do that through the form of a 2-day intensive where, I mean, it's sun up to sundown. We take what you have as an idea as a course creator and we reverse engineer everything back to choosing the sales vessel that's going to be the best for you and your audience, unpacking the marketing messaging that's going to help them believe in themselves and want to invest in your product, including building out your sales strategy with what types of bonuses you include and the price points those things are included at, the price point you sell your course at, all those types of things so that once that intensive's done, you've got everything packaged up and it's up to you just to go fill in the missing pieces with your own unique content mm-hmm. and bring it to the world. Or better yet, partner with an agency like KS Agency and have them help you bring it to the world. So that's something we get really excited to be able to do and that we offer on a super limited basis, but that we're really excited to be able to help others do.
Love it. Well, I'll make sure that we have all of these things in the show notes. So they'll be, not only will they be on the blog with this episode, but they'll also be wherever you guys are listening to this episode, just right there in like that description so that you guys can reach out and connect with Erica and John. We'll, of course, I'll put email, I'll put Instagram. I'm going to also link the Brand Photography Bootcamp sales page, just because that was, of course, the product that we were talking about so much in this. And I think it would be helpful for people to see that, see the, we'll link the Evergreen webinar for that one too. So lots of fun links that we'll just like put in here for everybody who wants to like deep dive into y'all's brand and make that connection. So I'm super grateful for this. I feel like this was so much fun to kind of unpack the launches and lessons learned and some awesome tips and just encouragement for our listeners who are prepping for their first launch or prepping to kind of get back in the saddle after a launch. And so I really appreciate y'all being so intentional and sharing so much awesome stuff with us today.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us. It's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun to talk about.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening in and I will talk to y'all next week.